Blog Talk Radio.
Sharing quality time. What happened between then and now? The love we shared was lost somehow. That we're moving too fast. But how could I know the feelings would pass? It wouldn't last. Hoping and praying you still love me.
It's all right. It's okay.
First, like Kobe, when I'm done, do the beat it up, dance like Jody, hey. Have ass making tacos, cleaning the shit.
Cleaning
do you
shit.
Fuck other girls?
Huh?
Pleading the fifth.
Hold on.
Don't be asking no questions.
No questions.
What the boy be about?
Hold up.
Don't let me catch you with another nigga, though.
What?
I might start choking you out.
Yeah,
I'm stroking you out. Beating
yeah.
it, eating it slow.
Yeah,
I'm keeping it wet like I'm selling the shirt.
Selling the shirt.
Stroking your nipples while I play with the hoe. And yeah, we doing it, bear. You better take all the spots.
Girl, what's
wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. But why you won't leave him? Cause bitch, dick too bomb. Dick too bomb. Dick too bomb.
Dick too
bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too
bomb. Dick too bomb.
Dick too
bomb. Dick too bomb.
Dick too
bomb. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Put it all in her tummy. She on my dick like black people in Gin and Rummy. Ayy, stop calling to see about me. She told a friend he crazy, he got a G about me. Stab a pussy like a knife fight. Disrespectful with the dick, I'm what your wife like. I'm on the corner maintaining the shit. She pull up like, nigga, you out here slanging that shit. Yeah, that. And if I hold out on her, she want a bread bag. Test a nigga like she gone, where her head at. And eat that pussy pipe down, nigga, head crack. You mad? I got her under my spell, cause you trap. She be rolling with a nigga, cause I rap. Put that nigga so far, she burp like yo bad.
Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. Girl, what's wrong? My man ain't shit. But why you won't leave him? Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too
big. Dick too bomb.
Dick too
big. Dick too bomb.
Dick too
big. Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too
bomb.
big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb. I'm going all out,
all out.
He got that good dick, ball out. The dick so big, he don't fall out. Fuck me so good, make me crawl out.
Crawl out.
I need that ASAP. I see them bitches in the club tryna take that.
Bitch?
My pussy so good, make them pass that. What I look like, let another bitch had at. You better hit my line, boy. It's nighttime, I'ma take it like a crime, boy. That dick all in my mind, boy. The way I ride, make it bust like a nine, boy. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make it. Give it to me fast, give me now, give me later. Give me that shit, I'ma make
Girl,
it.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Girl, what's wrong?
My man ain't shit.
Well, why you won't leave him?
Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb.
Dick too big.
Dick too bomb. Cause bitch, dick too bomb.
Believe me, Chris, you don't want to mess with drugs. I tried them once. Big mistake. Things got...
NDORadio.com.
Westside. Yeah. Bank here. Yeah.
Mixtape Monopoly, Harley.
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game. My shoe
this
game.
This is NDO Radio. Can't certified this bank.
Instead of hollering about fuck me. Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Instead of hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said, how about fuck me?
Hold on.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Three, what you wanna do here? Bitch, I'ma float like Root Beer. Still working on getting the cool clear. You ain't got none of my shoe gear. Red on the bottom right there, red. Shout out to your mother, her hair red. Bitch, you ugly and bitch, you ugly. Both y'all hoes look scary. I don't wanna get married.
Nope.
Chick, you a bird, parry. I ain't so good, these hoes like, boy, you get fat, eat salad.
Nah.
On round and round, no guineas, no blankets. Got your main bitch on my dick, shit, she ain't nothing.
You lying.
Her hips fat, seen her walk past me like she is. She seen my Audemars, she tried to touch that. I said, bitch. I bang hoes, riding in the drop-top
rain
road. I train hoes, I'm a pimp, Trinidad Jane clothes.
Westside.
Bank here,
yeah.
It wasn't from.
Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did,
what it is?
It been done.
Done,
my shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
Can't touch this shit. Hey. Bitch said hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Now fuck that bitch. Three, FDB man. Fly like L train. Me and E Lewis got Chuck boys on. He ain't got that pair, man.
No.
With my LDB clip.
Fuck that bitch.
33D shit. You can tell that bitch, man. Fuck that hoe. Ain't studying that cheap trick. Sit for birthday. Bitch, where's your skirt at? All I like is blowing it, cause you don't even like perk pack. Y'all niggas so wet. And bitch, you so green. I pull up on the scene in the green saline. Yeah, nigga, I'm too clean. Westside was up first. Y'all nigga, my supper. Fuck that bitch, before I do that shit, I might need me a rubber. Belly on rotund. One whip, four gun. If you see the baby mama, holla, fuck that bitch. That hoe ain't no one. Westside, bank here. They want
from. Where you from, nigga?
Everything y'all did.
What it is?
It been done. My shoe game, my shoe game.
What?
You can't touch this shit. Bitch said hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. Bitch said hollering about fuck me.
Hold up.
Nah, fuck that bitch.
Bitch said, thank you. You want fun. Everything, y'all be. Fuck that beat.
Yo, it's time to wake your ass up. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8:18 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, man. It's kind of cloudy today, you know what I'm saying? And, you got to make sure you take your umbrella and everything with you this morning, you know what I'm saying? But you got your boy up. Don't really feel like being up and everything. So it's time to wake your ass up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be right back with my girl Tara. And the topic this morning is family support, sibling support, and moral support from your friend or family member. In these days and times, are you able to get back what you put out? That means, you know what I'm saying? Are you able to get back what you put out as far as supporting people and everything like that? I don't know. We're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, no, I don't basically get back what I put out. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that as far as support and stuff. You know what I mean? This is why, you know, we're getting ready to make some real big changes on the morning show. It's time to take this morning show to another level. We're getting ready to go on hiatus. We're in the last weeks of our season finale. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man's getting ready to move and move on to bigger and better things and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Because one of the reasons is motherfuckers don't want to support you if you're not up talking crazy about somebody or talking about celebrities or anything like that. I know me and Tara has had some real deep topics. As far as Black History Month and things like that, you know what I'm saying, and teaching our people about our history and just all around conversations, you know what I'm saying, morning talk show conversation, period, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to make some changes and things like that. Big shout out to my man Kenny Black, who's in the building this morning and everything. We're going to make some changes, you know what I'm saying, and we're gonna keep this pushing, but Batman got to keep it moving, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, because bigger and better things is coming his way, you know what I'm saying. I'm a very, 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 very blessed man, you know what I mean. So we're going to keep it pushing. Big shout out to all my sponsors. We'll be right back with them. I'll be shouting them out today. And like I said, today's topic is moral support. Do you get that from your family, your siblings, your friends? Do you get support, period? We'll be right back, y'all. Wake your ass up, boy, the show.
I said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, yeah. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on thing. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass throw to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas. And I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my niggas trippin' on a half a beat. When we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. You know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty. Chase them figures.
tackle, I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's only with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga got weight, my nigga frontin' me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, and my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My knock nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in, they tryna leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe what a nigga. But I want enough room, cause I kill my niggas. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
wake your ass up, morning show. You got the Batman up in here. That's my man YG, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, y'all, wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Right now, I'm going to bring in my co-host right now, my girl, Tara Tara. What's going on, Tara? Wake your ass up this morning.
I'm up. I'm up. I'm up. Hold on. Let me turn on the radio.
I hear you. What's going on with you this morning?
Nothing much. Eating some barbecue chicken for breakfast.
Oh, Lord, girl. We ain't supposed to be having... For brunch, yeah, it's about brunch time out there where you at and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, guess what I had for breakfast? Salt, poke, and grits. Poke and grits.
Oh,
poke
Lord.
Your lips.
Lord have mercy. Not salt pork.
Yes. My husband was looking at me like, what am I supposed to do with this? I can't get jiggy with this shit. It was good, though. What's going on in the real world? I ain't even been on a book, man. I had to separate my real life people from my Facebook people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I unfriended everybody off my Tara Tara Illuminati page and added them to my
You know what, Tara? I feel you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, don't get me wrong. I'd use Facebook for a lot of networking and this, that, and the other, but it's also, you know, Facebook is starting to be real disrespectful. Facebook breaking a family, shit like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I mean? And what's really kind of getting me that we talk about this supporting families and this, that, and the other, you know, all my family is on Facebook also and everything like that. And even when I try and say hello to my family won't even speak to me, but my family will speak to my baby's mother that's on Facebook and this, that, and the other, and talk about my daughter and how cute my daughter is and this, that, and the other. And it's like, I'm your brother. How come you're not talking to me, telling me that shit?
Exactly.
That you'd rather take it and say it to my the mother of my child and this, that, and the other, and you don't know what type of relationship me and her have.
Exactly.
So stop asking her. I'm going to come down there and see my niece when you need to be asking your brother, your blood brother.
Exactly.
I'm going to come down there and see my niece and this, that, and the other and everything like that there. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about as far as our family support, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Yeah, my family is all on the East Coast, Detroit, Florida, things like that, you know what I'm saying. I'm the only one that's out here on the West Coast. Been out here on the West Coast since, like, 2000, and I have no family out here in Las Vegas, none whatsoever, you know what I'm saying. So when shit got tight for me, that was just my ass. Shit was tight, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Yeah, thank God I got my mom. But I can't turn to my family. I can't turn to my brother and sister. Me and my sister don't even talk, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that because of some sibling rivalry shit because I took her place of being the baby when I was born, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And when you take this shit to a social site, you wonder why motherfuckers get cussed out or get told to fuck off or where the fuck to get off at and things like that. You know what I'm saying? That's because we're not supporting each other morally, mentally, and most of the time physically. You know, that goes for family, friends, besties, all of that shit. When it comes, I've seen best friends break up over this shit because of something simple. Person pressed the like button, you know what I'm saying, for somebody that they didn't like or some shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? People, we got to grow up. We really got to grow up and really put our priorities in check when it comes to supporting one another and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the reasons why. Go ahead.
I think that opposition is like a natural effect because I literally just watched this. I fed the birds some of my leftover grits, right? Feed the birds and the squirrels every day. I usually throw out bread. So today, because I gave them grits and the squirrels couldn't pick the grits up and the birds could eat them, the squirrel peed on the food. And it made me think, like, that's the nature of people. If someone's getting something that person isn't getting, they will try to destroy or alter the current of what the receiver is getting. And I'm like, is this like what is this shit about? Like, how deep does this really go? Because if the squirrels are doing it, is it a conscious collective in the universe? Is it just people? Is it in nature? Like, I'm really going to analyze this and to find out what causes hating, what causes people to automatically be in opposition to you. You know, when someone tells me they're getting ready to do something or do a project, I'd be like, yes, do you need my help? What can I do for you? But that's just me. I'm only one person. But since I've taken this stance, like I said, I'm reading this book called Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. I've taken this thing called a non-judgmental stance, meaning I'm not going to try to understand why people do the stuff that they do. I'm done with it. If that's how they feel, that's not going to make me feel any kind of way. I'm not obligated to feel something because another person feels something. You know, you're supposed to just keep going on your path because you're talking about, well, I'm finna do this, and people are like, well, you know, it ain't going to work if you did it like this and if you did it like that. Or if you say you finna start a project, you're like, oh, guess what I'm doing? I'm doing that too. You wasn't doing it 15 minutes ago before I told you I was doing it. And it's a song called Mr. Me Too. And that's what a lot of people are, Mr. Me Toos. You know, they'll backbite you, backstab you. And it's funny you said what you said about your brother, because I have a sister that's younger than me. This heifer has been trying to make my life hell, like, all my life, like, long as I've been knowing her. She's 35, I'm 44. I think she's 35. I don't even know how much old she is now. But it's like she's my nemesis. And now that I'm away from her and don't have a direct contact with her or my mother, my life is 1,000 times better. You know, because people are energy vampires. Some people will suck the life out of you. You don't even know, and then it'll be your family.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to stay from them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So this is one of the reasons why, why I'm saying, we're going to be in, for everybody out there listening, yeah, me and Tara are going to be getting together and coming up with some other type of shows. Tara's getting into production now and executive production with her own reality shows out there in Michigan and everything like that. Me and her had talked about doing some other socially conscious shows and everything like that on with this radio, because if we're not up talking about somebody, degrading somebody, putting somebody down or something like that, or if I ain't on here calling everybody a bunch of motherfuckers and shit like that, don't nobody want to listen. But if we're sitting on here talking intelligently and having an intellectual conversation about life, what's going on, getting your shit together, things like that there, people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear that. They want to hear the, like we said the other day, it's more talk about love and hip-hop than it is black history.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just looking at it from a different point of view, because I look at it from my example, and I look at the support that I get from my example. The support is cool, yeah, as long as I'm playing everybody's music and things like that and stuff like that. But morally, you know what I'm saying, we're looking at people that you didn't support it without looking for any get back. Sometimes you got to support people because that's just the cause in life.
Yep, the law of giving. You know what I mean? It's the law of giving. Most people aren't givers, and if they're givers, they're not cheerful givers. Somebody will give you something, and they'll be like, well, I gave you this. So if you gave it to me, you really didn't want to, you weren't doing that for me. You was doing that for yourself. You was doing that in order to receive. The art of giving is doing without expecting anything in return. You know, that's how you build good karma. You do things for people and not say, well, if I do this for them, they'll do this for me. That's not how it works. You know, that's a very selfish nature. And I hate to say it, but the majority of human beings are need and desire based, and they're based around selfish needs. It's not about selfishness. It's about selflessness. You know, being able to give a part of yourself. I be at work, and I work outside. So at least 20 people pass me every day. And I read their energy and say, ask myself, should I speak to them? Do they look like they need somebody to speak to them? And I'm taking a stance and say, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to smile and wish them a blessing. They'll never know it. They'll never know what I'm giving them. And we were just talking about this, and my friend Trill said, it's a verse in a Lil Wayne song. Say, I give these niggas hot dogs, and they like, where the mustard? I ain't never heard it, but when he said it, it makes sense. You was hungry. I gave you some hot dogs. You can't go find your own mustard?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to give you the mustard.
A lot of times when we call ourselves being close to someone and this and the other, that's just like with weight loss. You know, I've been doing a lot of research with this weight loss because I done got back in the gym and things like that, and I didn't know that people that basically, the person, your caretaker, the person that cooks for you, cleans for you, and this, that, and the other, eventually comes your enabler because everything that you want, that person is going to go get. Even though you're not supposed to have it, but that person is going to get it for you because they want you to be happy, and they don't know at that point in time, they don't know that that's hurting you more than making you happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The reason why I came up with this topic is because I posted a picture. I posted a picture of my daughter, probably maybe two months ago or something like that. And, I posted it up for my brothers and sisters to see that they got, for my brothers and sisters to see their niece that they don't even know that they have out here. My daughter is 4, going on 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't even know that they exist. But my mama told everybody, yeah, you know, your brother had a daughter and this and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that after 2 months later, my brother, Mr. Pastor, just now made a post on it talking about, yeah, it's cool to be creative and this, that, and the other. She's beautiful, blah, 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 and all of that and everything like that. And it's like, where the fuck you been, Rev? You know what I'm saying? The person
because he's interested now because he's been put on blast. You think he ain't listening? He's listening.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like, you know, this is the reason why why black families only get together during funerals, reunions.
And holidays.
And holidays. That's it.
Yep.
Other than that, you don't hear from nobody.
Look at the word family. FamilyLies. Families. Think about it. It's the words we use, the spells and the spelling. It makes it seem like, okay, you were born to the same clan, and y'all supposed to be together, and everybody's supposed to love each other. That's not the way it is for real. That's an illusion. I don't like everybody in my family, you know, and I would be lying if I said I did. And some people in my family don't like me. I've just accepted it. That's the way it is. But that's not going to stop me from thriving and trying to make a better life for them, you know. Like with my kids, we grew up like this and we grew up like that. Yeah, but guess what? You didn't go into foster care. I was there. You might not have had the perfect life, but you're fine right now. You know, so whatever we went through growing up, because I grew up with them, you're fine right now. So they be like, well, you did this. Okay, nigga, get over it. My mama did shit too. But I'm not going to stop that, let that stop me from trying to make a better life. And it even came to the point where she was trying to stop me. She, you know, said some stuff to my husband, tried to break me and my husband up, and I just realized I had to let her go. You live your life, and I'm going to live mine, but I'm not going to live my life based on pleasing you, because it would never have happened, because you can't please yourself. If a person right. doesn't know how to please themselves, how in the hell can I please them? It's impossible. You know? People right. are, especially people that, I need this, and I got to have that, and I got to go here. Them gotta yeah. people. Them gotta people ain't going to never be satisfied with nothing you do. You know what I'm saying? Or nothing I do. I'm over seeking approval from humanity. You know, that goes yeah. for everybody. You don't approve of me, that's a problem you're having, not mine. I don't have to subscribe to your thinking. You know?
Yeah, that's
it's a
true.
Hard
that's
lesson
true.
Learned, and it hurt.
Yeah.
But it is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, but my thing is, you know, people got to realize 2014, you're gonna have to be a little selfish in 2014. You're gonna have to do some things for yourself in 2014. I tell a lot of people, I can't live your life for you. You
nope.
have to live it on your own. You know what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of people understand that. You know what I'm saying? It's just time. I mean, it's time for everybody to grow up. But like I said, if you have to cut people off, and it's sad to say that most of the people that you have to cut off is your family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those are the number one people that you have to cut off.
Especially if you want to go somewhere with your life. I'm already waiting on the tell-all books. I'm going to tell it before they do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why
reason,
I'm so open.
This is the reason why I do a morning show. I told they asked one morning, I said, that's all right, you know what I'm saying, because I'm getting tired of making posts or you making posts on even your friends' pages. There's some of your people that's supposed to be, you know, that's what I say. I say, you deal with a lot of your friends, and we're not even talking about a social site. We're talking about in life situations.
Real life.
You know, in real life situations when a computer and all of that shit wasn't even in existence. You know, you had to pick up the phone and call your friend and see how they was doing, or you had to go by there and see how your friend doing. If you wanted to talk to someone or you wanted to really communicate with someone, you went to that person's house and you sat out on the couch and you talked to them face to face and everything like that. Now motherfuckers want to hide behind text messages and all of that shit and everything. And, you know, well, I text you. You didn't get the message? No, motherfucker, call me like a man should call another man and express himself, or call me like a woman should call her dude, baby daddy, whoever the fuck, and express yourself and talk to me. Don't talk at me, because you're not going to like it if I talk back at you. You know what I'm saying? And things like that, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, this is why they make Q-tips, so people can clean out their ears and listen to what's going on. This is why they make Visine, so you can clear up your vision. You know
they need
I'm
to put
saying?
Some Visine in their ears and use some Q-tips for their ass with their backwards ass. And I say that to
that
people sometimes on my page. You can't hear what
note,
I'm like.
On that note, we going to take a break, y'all. We going to be right back after these messages, because we on our suit and tie shit. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Wake
your ass up.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. She does. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know why they call it a fatty.
Out your seat, ho.
All black at the white shows. White shoes at the black shows. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The front, my rent, serving the guests. Gears in the stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All thanks for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a dude trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the knives. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white. And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love been swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things.
You gotta stand up and
You got to stand for something. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? So it's time to take a lot of these shows, you know, the Tower Tower show, you know, the Unsigned Hype show, the morning show. It's time to take them to a whole nother level and everything, because obviously where we're at and what we're trying to do, people don't appreciate it, and people aren't giving us the respect and the support that that we need. Do you agree with that, Tara?
Most definitely. You know, that's why I changed. When you introduced me now, I'm not no longer Tara Tara. I'm Illuminati. I've separated Tara Tara from, you know, what's really going on. I'm officially Illuminati, you know, because maybe a lot of I'm very controversial in what I say. And it by me being on your show, I piss people off to the point where they're mad at you because I speak the truth and they can't dispute it. You know, they don't have any, they don't want to give any feedback because they can't, because they know it's the truth.
Right.
And like we were just saying before the break, seeing the truth hurts people's ears. So that means hearing the truth hurts their eyes, because hearing the truth makes you look at your reality and ask yourself, am I doing this? So now they feel some type
right.
of way. You should play that when we get done. They feel some type of way, but it's real. It's time out for black people to stop playing with themselves and with each other. Time out for that. It ain't about, we danced in the 80s, and it danced us into the crack generation. You know, it ain't about dancing
right.
and barbecuing and boohooing. It's about getting this money, you know, and getting
right.
money. Getting money and creating jobs, and creating jobs for yourself. It's not about working for somebody. It's not about working till you can buy a house or working till you can do this. It's about finding ways to create your own jobs and then creating jobs for other people, you know.
Right.
And
right.
like the guy we was reading about in the Black History thing, where he, you know, was about business and industry. I don't care what you say about America. The world is about supply and demand.
Demand.
That's it.
Right.
That's all. You know,
right.
what can
right.
what is the demand? And then once you see what the demand is, you give them the supply. You know?
Exactly.
America will give you money to stimulate it, because that's all it wants.
Uh-huh.
I'm not looking at government. I'm not looking at police. I'm not looking at race. I'm talking America, the country. America likes to be stimulated. If you say, I'm going to make shoestrings that light up in the dark, somebody out there will be willing to support your idea and say, here, take this money and go make them shoestrings that light up. Don't nobody
right.
steal that shit, as I said it. But
right.
it's like that, you know. And when you see a person, especially a black person, that has that idea, before they get that idea on the ground, they've already talked themselves out of it, or sat around and listened to the coon bunch talk them out of it.
Right.
People get mad because
yeah.
I use the word coons, but that's what it is. They either cooning or they gooning. If you can act
right.
dumb, then you're cool. Or if you can act tough, then you're cool. Bump that.
Mm-hmm.
Bump all that. It ain't about being tough or cool. It's about doing what you got to do to be able to help the next person. If that's your kids, then that's the person you help. If that's your mama, then that's the person you help. If that's your homeboy, then that's the person you help. If that's a random stranger,
right.
that's the person you help. But do better
right.
for you in order to be able to do better for other people. Not to gain and have a bunch of shoes. Not to help Nike.
Right.
If you want to help,
yeah.
go buy some shares in Nike and use the dividends
right.
that you get to trickle it down into a fund so your kids can go to college. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's,
so,
it's basic
and,
math.
So in saying that, that's basically you're trying to tell me, and what you just said is that, like we've been saying, you know what I'm saying, I can't live your life for you. You got to live
no.
your life on your own. You know
no.
what I'm saying? I can't do for you. You have to do for yourself. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean? But I do believe in helping someone, because there was a time
exactly.
when I needed help. There was a time
exactly.
when I needed help with this music. There was a time I needed help with these radio shows and things like that. You know what I'm saying and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? But don't watch me struggle. This is my thing, and this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about, getting back what you put out. Don't watch
right.
me struggle, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. Sit back and watch me struggle and everything after I done just helped you, or I done been there for you morally or mentally because of the shit that you've been going through. You know what I'm saying? Or things like that. You know what I mean? That's one thing, like I said, you know, that I made the statement on yesterday. You know, I notice a lot of people doing radio shows now and this, that, and the other. A lot of people doing mixtapes and all of that shit and everything like that. But do you think that they are reaching back or they're asking Fat Man to be a part of it? No, they're not asking
me
to be a part of it because they're thinking that I'm going to take the shit over. Or you're just an insecure motherfucker that just don't want me to be involved in it, but you wanted to be involved in every fucking thing that I was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
so now I get
don't
motherfuckers.
Even feel no type of way about it. It's like this.
Oh, no, I don't.
You going to the gym, that means you dropping fat. So them niggas was just fat that you needed to drop. You
yeah.
could, you
oh,
got
yeah.
all that shit to get one lean motherfucking bitch that can do
yeah,
all that
weight.
Shit niggas couldn't do.
Exactly. Dead ass weight. You know what I'm saying? Getting rid of dead ass weight. You know what I'm saying? And that's what
dead
people
got
to realize.
Weight.
You know what I'm saying? If you got somebody that's, you know, certain people, like they say, certain people are meant to come in your life for a reason. Certain people are meant to pass through your life. You want help, not a hindrance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want nobody to hinder you from getting forward. And you don't want
yep.
nobody to, you know, because I do believe in, you know, What people speak into the world, it comes to pass. And if you got somebody
mm-hmm.
speaking ill of you or talking bad about you, putting
yeah.
out a bad vibe about you or this, that, and the other, it's going to come to pass, and it's going to hinder you from
yeah.
completing whatever task you were trying to complete whatever goal you're trying to reach or anything like that. That's why they say we have
burning
to
bread.
Prayed up. Yeah, we have to. Yeah, we have to. You got to burn. Certain bridges you have to burn because you don't want
no,
that
I'm saying, you know how people say they you burning bread on somebody. That's what they used
right.
to call it
right.
when I was growing up, burning bread on somebody. When you talk about somebody like a dog and then the shit happened to him, or either my grandma would tell me, don't listen to what people say because a dog better bring a bone or carry a bone.
Carry a bone, right, right. And if you lay down
yep.
with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas.
Get fleas. yep.
Yo, you got your boy Fat Man up in
rules.
Here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take another break and pay some bills. Big shout-out to our sponsors, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to, of course, Cooking with Fat, you know what I'm saying? Coming back in the end of this month, we got the new episodes of Cooking with Fat with yours truly, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Buddha Head Films and Records out there, you know what I'm saying? Buddha Head LLC Germany, one of our proud sponsors. They just did the Cooking with Fat Man promo that I've been posting up and this and the other. A little quick commercial to let y'all know what's going on. And, of course, we can't forget Jama Records. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to them for supporting us and being behind us, you know what I'm saying, on this morning show journey, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, Madhouse Entertainment, Organized Chaos, you know what I'm saying? We got some other sponsors and everything that we're going to get into a later. Big shout-out to Skull Family Records out there in Denver, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? They've been rolling with us, too, and been, you know, been sponsoring. So that's why I say it's time to take the morning show and everything to the next level. What we about to do is we about to make these people tap out. You're listening to the Fat Man. Wake your ass up morning show, y'all. It's 8:57 a.m. When we come back, we'll be chiming in with my man, Mr. Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? He got a few things to say this morning, y'all. So wake your ass up.
Rich gang.
If you hating, you just need some pussy.
Rich.
She fucked up when she gave me some pussy. Say I fuck you better than that other nigga. She say, tune, I'm about to come. I say, I'm coming with you. And she don't like them pretty niggas, so did a nigga. She ride his dick, her titties jiggle. That's my pillows. That's because I sleep in that hoe. Hit it when I wake up, tell the pigs I say, assalamu alaikum. My bitch a choosy lover, never fuck without a rubber. Sweet yellow bone thing, I call her honey mustard. Pussy like a seashell, dick like a V12. She say I drive her crazy, I say just keep on your seatbelt. Bend it over, bust it open for me. Baby, bend it over, bust it open for me. Yeah, say she love me, she just love this dick. Come put that $1 million pussy on me, make me rich. Don't you?
She got that $1 million, ooh, ooh, ooh. She got that $1 million.
dollar. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
Yeah.
And I'ma make a tap out, tap out,
all day, all night.
Tap out, tap out.
Yeah. Crib made a tap out. Signer made a tap out. Jet made a tap out. Pilot with the map out. Million on the diamonds. Million on the kitchen. Millions on the Maybach. Glass top ceiling. $1 million pussy. Sleeping on Versace, sleeping on the Fendi, sleeping on Cavalli, married to the money, millions in the bank, Alexander McQueen, rich in the paint.
I got that fuck you if you love me on some nigga shit. She got that $1 million, seven figure nigga rich. We switch positions like we do in yoga in this bitch. She get the shaking then stiff.
She got that $1 million, ooh. $1 million, ooh, ooh, ooh. And all I wanna do is touch it, touch it, ooh, ooh, ooh. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out. And I'ma make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
$1 million pussy.
Six-inch pumps, play with his balls, dunks, bald head, yuck, don't want no Forrest Gump. Don't let me tell you twice, already told you once.
Eat that pussy. Who got the baddest pussy on the planet? These boys love me, they don't understand it.
$1 million pussy might pounce on that ass. Throw them hundreds till I lose counts on that ass. Max out all of them accounts on that ass. $1 million checks don't bounce on that ass. Pull up in that, you can't afford this. Only rap bitch on the Forbes list. Pussy jewelry make them say purr, man. Rub hands like birds.
She got that $1 million.
Rich guy. Rich girl.
She got that $1 million.
I see paradise on. Yeah.
$1 million.
Blossom, why you shining, jumping out of Bugatti?
And all I wanna do is touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it, touch it. And I'ma make it tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
Gypsum skin, and you talk about religion. I'm in prison with the pussy, and I'm falling no cushion.
What's going on? You got the fat man up in here to wake your ass up morning show. Got some, like we said, this month is Black History Month, you know what I'm saying? And we've been trying to get everybody to, you know, recognize what's going on around in your neighborhoods and things like that, you know what I'm saying, with your people and everything. I just found a story on Yahoo. It says, Florida athlete DJ Law signs with three schools and no one knows yet who gets him, you know what I'm saying. Florida athlete DJ Law's made the most of his national signing day by signing with three schools. Yes, three, Ole Miss, Utah, and East Mississippi Community College, all received signatures from Law, and no one knows officially which school got him first. Okay, so big shout out to my man DJ Laws. That's what we're talking about, you know, for all the kids that may be out there listening, and for all you grown-ass motherfuckers that's out there listening, you know what I'm saying? If that guy can get accepted in the three schools, then you should be telling your child that there is nothing he or she cannot do. You know, if he can get accepted in the three schools or sign with three schools, your child can sign with four. You know what I'm saying? But you got to make sure that, you got to make sure that you're supporting that child so he can sign with these schools. You know, I know it was a couple of times when, you know, I wanted to pursue certain things in high school and this, that, and the other, and I didn't have the support of my family, of my mother, of my father. They just figured that this was, you know, it was just some old bullshit that I was trying to do or something like that. Or back in those days, it was so much of getting an education and graduating from school. And here we see people with master degrees that can't even get a job, and people with social law degrees and this, that, and the other that can't even socialize in society. So you kind of look at, you know, okay, then, yeah, getting a good education and going to college and everything, that's the American dream. But right now we're in 2014, and is the American dream really paying off right now? I don't know. It looks like more people who don't graduate from high school and who don't graduate from college is doing a lot more better than a lot of these college, you know, what are they calling me? Well, I ain't gonna use that because I have people calling me in and talking about fat man. You talking about homosexuals and this, that, and the other. So, you know, I ain't gonna say that. But you know, I know I watched a movie called "Let's Do It Again," and your boy James Evans used to call him. You know, he said he need to get some of them college-educated faggots to come up in there and help him with his business, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, is that where everything is going to? Is it going to, you know, college and things like that? Is it worth it or what? You know what I'm saying? But if we don't support each other, you'll never know. You'll never know because you're not going to finish and shit, you know what I mean? So like I said, y'all, you know, we must keep supporting each other. It's all about getting back what you give off, you know what I'm saying? We gonna get back right now. Like now, we got my girl. I forget what's your name this morning again.
Illa, just call me Illa.
Okay.
I L L A.
Okay.
In Arabic, it means exception.
It means who?
In Arabic, it means but or exception. Meaning a change in the connotation of something. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It means but.
Changing up the game, basically.
Changing of the what?
Changing up the game, basically.
Oh, changing of the game. Okay then. All right. Yeah, you always coming with some deep shit, changing up something and this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? But right now we're gonna bring my man Kenny Black on here and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up. We're on the morning show. Who is this?
Yo. What up, fat man? Kenny Black, man. What's up, Tara?
What's going on? Her name ain't Tara no more. It's Illa.
Illa.
Yeah, it's Illa. You know what I'm saying? Her name ain't Tara. Yeah,
what's
no
up?
She pulled the white folks on us. She done went and got her name changed and ain't told nobody and this, that, and the other and deleted pages and shit. And everything, ain't told nobody. See, we're going to blame that on the white man this morning. See, the white man made you go and change
the white,
name.
You got to spell it with a D. E-W-I-G. Man.
You know, we're doing family issues and, you know, family don't support and stuff like that. Yesterday, I'm going to give you guys an example. I wake up early in the morning. I look out my door. There's about maybe 50 Mexicans walking their kids to school. And I looked around, wasn't no niggas. I'm like, damn.
Right.
Where the niggas at? Do niggas go to the same school? And I left. And I left and went to one of my family's restaurant. And I asked them to do some advertising with me on the thing. And they was like, you do advertisement? I was like, nigga, how long you been knowing me? You don't know. Your daughter has bought some advertisement. And he said, I got to think about it. So I was like, you know, I left mad. And I went right next door to a spa, and it was owned by a Korean. Do you know that motherfucker said, I'm going to give you $500 a month to do my thing?
See?
You know, the advertisement. Wow. And my cousin called me later on that night, and he said, well, I guess I can get it. You going to give me the same price that you gave my daughter? And I said, how much did I get? She said, you gave her to her for $125. I said, nigga, no, I'm charging you $500.
Right.
And he said, well, why are you going to call me $500? Because, nigga, you just disrespect me. I don't know what you heard. my conversation before then. Don't try nothing like that. But, you know, when it comes to family support, man, it ain't there. You know, our black people, wait, and when I got home, I seen them same messages walking their kids home. So I'm looking at everything like, man, we're not doing nothing as black people in the whole. You know, we letting all these other foreigners come over, take over our school. They learning our process. You know, we ain't even learned no Spanish. I took 10 years of Spanish, still don't know that shit. You know, but they're learning English. And if we as black people don't start to get together, which they might not never get together in our lifeline, but if we don't start banging up and getting together, man, we're going to be losing. And I don't understand how they trying to promote Zimmerman for a fight with DMX. I'm like, both of you crackhead-ass niggas, get out of here. I'm calling
Okay,
Zimmerman.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, okay, wait a minute. Now it's,
wait,
now
no,
it's DMX.
Man.
Yeah,
I just seen that.
Now it's DMX. Wait a minute. First it was The Game. Then it was Kanye West. Now it's DMX.
I think it's just an internet scam like the fake snow to get people to go outside and burn snow, to get people to act like they're interested and still be mad about Trayvon.
Yeah. I don't, you know what, they shouldn't even put that in, and I don't know who doing that, but, you know, if I see that fight, nigga, I'm protesting. Any black man fight this man, I'm protesting.
But see, that's how it go. If you get a black man doing something stupid, everybody will support them. If you get a black man acting out in violence or acting out in opposition to anything, everybody will support them. But if you get a black man that's trying to do something that's going to benefit himself and others, oh, we don't like you. Why are you doing stuff? You got to stay in the barrel with the rest of us crabs.
Yeah. It's bad, you know. And in fact, man, I understand these artists, when you start asking for the money, they flew away like flies. You know, and that ain't cool either, man. You're not asking for it. You gotta make a living too. You putting your thing out there, and you gotta make a living. You know, you can't at least, nigga, give me $2, $5, or something. Give me
something.
They don't want to give
you
nothing, and then talk
about
you real
nothing.
Bad.
Yeah,
you know,
they don't want to give you nothing. They don't want to give you nothing. I've heard that Mr. Khalil Brown did two, three diss songs on me. And everything, you know what I'm saying, because I won't help him or whatever, and this, that, and the other. Yeah, I'm putting it out there, and I'm saying it because it was told to me, and the shit was posted on my wall, you know what I'm saying,
wow.
And things like that. But see, that's what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? And I had to tell that brother, yo, man, I was helping you because I believed in what you were doing. You were the one that brought up money. So when you brought up money, I was going to say, yeah, okay, then, without a doubt. If you're talking about you want somebody to manage you and do this and do that, then that's fine, but stop taking things for granted. I did a mixtape for you. I went to the studio. I paid for the studio time, mixed it, mastered it, gave you a master copy so you could get your sale on, and got you a CD cover, but you didn't like the CD cover.
Wow, too much.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now, I did that, and that's what I was doing for these unsigned artists out here. And Kenny can tell you, because we had them coming up there to the T-Spot and all of that stuff, and we was trying to give them a venue or a way to be seen, be heard, and things like that. But then you get the ones that get their nose up in the air, or you get the ones that figure that you owe them something. Look here, man, I'm a 45-year-old man. I don't owe nobody shit. All I owe is to a 4-year-old little girl to be the best damn daddy that I could possibly be. That's what I owe. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
It.
And I owe the respect to people that I deal with and things like that. But I don't owe you shit, and you don't have to go out and do diss records and all of that and this, that, and the other. See, this is the reason why, and this is the reason why people pack up and move to somewhere different, because they don't have to deal with that bullshit. We have a choice in all of this not to deal with our families, friends, associates, bill collectors, all of that, you know what I'm saying? We got a choice in all of this, you know what I'm saying? And when, you know, just like Kenny, when Kenny was giving his time and helping people and this, that, and the other and stuff like that there, then you come up, you know, just like we say, people's records now are public domain. I can go and do a background check and find out everything that you've done before I met you and this, that, and the other. Why? Because it's public access, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, people that come on here, you know, it's just like, you know, old girl that came on here and you know, and talked about Kenny and everything, you know, and told everybody about how he wasn't this, that, and the other. He wasn't blah, 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 and all of that shit. Well,
he know he can sue her for slander, right?
Yeah, he know he can sue her for slander, but he went and found her criminal background records and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And the same thing that she's blasting him for, domestic violence, she done been locked up for the same shit.
Oh, no,
you know
I ain't get the...
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you didn't...
That's why the baby...
You didn't get the memo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you didn't get the memo.
That's why the baby daddy
so, you know
don't want nothing to do with the baby or her. He got locked up for 180 days. Now, what you want
That's that black kettle syndrome. Sometimes people do stuff to you because that's really them. They're projecting their own digital self onto you and into your life, making you be something that they are. Because you know how I be arguing with somebody and somebody be steady saying you did something and you know you ain't did it and that ain't you? That be them.
Right. Yep.
Right.
That's you. You got your finger in your own ass and you taking it out, smelling it, and pointing at me. Nah, boo-boo.
Right.
That ain't how that work.
Right.
You know, that's that throw them stones thing. That's them people be trying to throw stones at you and make you guilty of things that you didn't do because that's how they feel about themselves. That's the image they have in their own mind. It's called a Freudian slip. Somebody will say something about you that's bad, and you like, wait a minute, that ain't even me, or I ain't never even came across to you like that, so why are you saying this about me? That be them, you know, smelling their own shit.
Right.
Well, crazy, man.
Exactly.
People,
yeah,
that's
why
I don't
even, you know.
Don't nobody come
like
to
I
my
said,
house.
It didn't do nothing
people
me.
That come to my house, I ain't got many physical friends, and I really don't deal with people because I have the awareness that people be on some perpetual bullshit. And the people I work with are white. But I have no animosity towards them. It's to the point where they own everything on Gratiot, basically. You know, I'm joking, but I mean it. But it's a clothing, it's a store right across the street from where I work at. And I mentioned to the other girl that works with me that I want to open a hip-hop resale shop and a clothing store. You know, so it's really for my husband so he can airbrush. But the person that owns the building across the street is aligned with the people at my job. So by opening my mouth, having the desire, opening my mouth, I created an opportunity for myself that will benefit me and others. The others will benefit, but I'll benefit too because I'll be working in and running the store. You know what I mean?
Right.
So any idea you have is valid. Announce that shit. Go for that shit. Seek opportunities. You know what I'm saying? It's about creating our own jobs. And the thing with what we're talking about and these people who rap in and they want to be a rapper, okay, what is your purpose for wanting to be a rapper? Because if it's just to get more stuff, then you're misguided already. You know, if it's just to look flashy in the video, then they already misguided. So by Fat Man, you supporting these dumb niggas, they sucking the life out of you, so it's blocking your current and altering your financial flowing projects. You know what I'm saying? For fucking with these fools.
Because a lot of them don't even know how many CDs that I got, how many mixtapes that I've done, and everything like that, because they never took the time to find out. They just know that Fat Man's on the radio, Fat Man hosts shows and this, that, and the other. Nobody never knew that I was a performer myself, and it's like, yo, man, I'm with the best, but I'm not going to, you know, my thing is this, when I hand you a CD, I know it don't sound like Kenny Black. You know that's Fat Man. You know what I'm saying? That's just like when Kenny Black does an event. They know it ain't Fat Man, not with no black technology. They know Fat Man is affiliated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And things like that. So, you know, so I never assumed that, I never assumed that all Kenny did was just get buildings and rent them out.
That's what niggas
try and do. You know, and try and do events. You know, when me and Kenny met, you know, he told me what he did because I asked him, well, what all is it that you do? And he said, well, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. I didn't assume that, oh, well, all he did is this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
It's the Red Man Method Man effect. Remember they was in the car and Red Man had the blunt, got weed, got blunt? Bam.
Right.
We getting money ever since. We've been getting money ever since. You know?
Right.
Because everybody is not going to support and everybody's not going to be on the same page. And a lot of times when we're trying to get our projects done, we want everybody, come on, like, yeah, come on, go with me. A lot of times you just got to find that right one person that's got to connect to everything. I got my best friend Malik Kilio. Shout out Outlaw RBG. This nigga know everybody. Every time I be talking, he like, man, yeah, I remember that nigga. He told me last night, Young Dro owed him $30. And he was serious.
He said that nigga owed me $30.
He said, you know, your network is your net worth. You know what
right.
I mean? That's the saying for Grapevine. Grapevine Network, your network is your net worth. Meaning it's all
right.
about who you know. Like Pac said, it's all about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with. You can't fuck with everybody. You know what I'm
they
saying? We need to have
everybody.
A
yeah.
civil war on black people to be able to separate the real from the fake. Go to commercial.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yep. And on that note, y'all, we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean. Yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. Don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling up tight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like fruit.
About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Wake your ass up, morning show. You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, 9:28 a.m. in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Kenny Black. He had to get off to work. You know what I'm saying? And so big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying, out there doing the damn thing. You know, somebody just sent me a text, and it said, if George Zimmerman is fit to fight a celebrity boxing match, then why couldn't he fight off a teenage boy without reaching
for his gun. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That does make a lot of sense, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know that he's just doing this, and I don't see, this doesn't make any sense to me. You know, a man is going to do a celebrity fight for money, you know what I'm saying? And it has nothing to try and do with the restitution of Trayvon Martin or trying to do with any type of restitution for his family or anything like that. This is all a selfish act. And when it's all said and done, it's still a teenager that's dead and gone. And it's still a black mama and a black daddy that don't have their son. But he's getting ready to do a celebrity boxing match with DMX or Kanye West or The Game. You know what I'm saying? You know, that right there is buffoonery at its best. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I mean, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. You know, it's 9:30 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We about to get my girl back on here, Ella. You know what I'm saying? She changed her name. She done changed her name up again on me and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm a permanent this one. I'm going to give you the real on the Trayvon Martin situation, how I feel about it. And if somebody gets mad, okay, then that's their condition, not mine.
And then that's just
do the fault. Research on Trayvon's daddy. If you Google Tracy Martin images, you'll see pictures of a Mason, and you'll see pictures of a gangbanger. Trayvon Martin's daddy isn't suffering anything, from not financially or as far as them getting money from the fight or his mama. No. They're not. They're doing speaking engagements and getting paid. So that makes me wonder the whole dynamic of the whole thing. But I ain't going to get into that no further. But you got to watch the signs on a lot of things that happen with black people.
I mean, you know, I mean, let's keep it 600. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, they were all at the awards and this, that, and the other. And, yeah, you do get paid to make appearances, but money's not going to replace your son.
That nigga didn't care
all
nothing about his son.
You know, all it can do is help out on a lot of bills and a lot of things that, you know, that probably occurred, you know what I'm saying, when your son passed away and things like that. But you know, I would hope that they're making these appearances to make America more aware of what's going on than for the financial gain of it.
Huh. You say so, but I'm going to tell you this.
Know what I'm
a friend
saying?
Of mine used to
say,
Trayvon's mom. You hoping. Hope is the last thing that's in Pandora's box. You hope it'd be like that, but a lot of times it don't. A friend of mine used to date Trayvon's Martin. He's from wherever she's from. He knows her personally. That nigga Tracy paid Trayvon absolutely no attention. None. That's why, you know, I ain't going to speak on his life, bless his soul, but all the alleged weed smoking and all the alleged wild things that he was doing, his daddy was out there in the gated community with a Dwight girl. That's why Trayvon was out there. Mm-hmm. And this is inside information that the media isn't going to tell you. That's why he was in that community he was in, because where his daddy was. Research his daddy, Tracy Martin. Look, Google his pictures. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's more to the Trayvon story than, you know, him getting killed by a Mexican. You know, look at the big dynamic of it. A lot of things that happen in America, and like Kenny Black was talking about the Mexicans walking their kids to school, and he didn't see no black people walking their kids to school, but all I see is pictures on Facebook about people, kids, black kids getting took. Why? Because their parents just sent them out to the wolves in the world. Ain't no telling what happened in between your house and school.
Right.
These people ain't taking care of their kids, and then when something happened to them, they all in a rage about Trayvon, but don't nobody give a damn when Kevin get killed. Don't nobody give a damn. I don't see a million posts about that when a nigga in their hood get killed. Because a white man did it, it's important. Fuck that.
Right.
It's important with any one of these kids that they forget about Ayanna Jones, who got killed by the police because her dumbass uncle killed another 17-year-old boy in Detroit, and the police went in her house and shot a flash bang grenade, and she caught on fire, and the police shot her in the head because he couldn't figure out how to put her out, all because this dumb nigga killed another kid. The law of karma. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
It's
say
kids
that, say
out
that
here
again.
Saying every day.
Say that again.
But don't nobody care.
What happened?
Don't
again?
Nobody post about that on Facebook.
No, they don't. No, don't nobody. Don't nobody talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You know, that's just like we were talking about, you know, the woman that was out there who got in the car accident and was out in the suburb out there in Michigan and knocked on the door, and the guy,
the white man,
let off a 12-gauge, yeah, let off a 12-gauge shotgun in the back
how
of this
was
woman's
she?
Head. She
was
27
years
old.
She was 19, right?
She was 19, yeah. Exactly.
She was drunk.
You know what I'm saying? But
she
we
was
didn't,
drunk driving,
didn't,
and she got into a car accident.
Right.
Who are her parents? A lot of these things that happen to these kids got a lot to do with the parents. Why is she in Dearborn
right.
drunk driving in the middle of the night at 19 years old?
Right.
The white
right.
man ain't to blame for everything that black people do. Everything that black people go through ain't the root of the white man. It's cause and effect to everything. I'm not saying I'm not on their side. I'm saying look at the bigger picture of it. What are the circumstances that led up to it? Bam, the event happened, and you see it on the news because the news promotes the white man is superior and that they can kill a nigga every time they want to. We got to stop that. We got to govern our own. That's why black people are being governed. That's why they can't get along, because they're not governing themselves. They're not taking responsibility for the action, and they point the fingers, oh, the white man made me do it, and the white man did this. Fuck that. What did you do? What was your role? What led to the circumstances? You know, that's how I looked at it, because I used to get on like, dang, that's messed up. And, you know, and then you got the case with Melissa Alexander. She fired a shot into the air because this man was threatening to beat her while she was pregnant. Didn't see that much about her on Facebook because it was a black man involved. I got a problem with that. You know what I mean? Don't nobody say
right.
nothing about her. I made a whole page, Free Black Woman Seasons, Free Melissa Alexander. She was defending herself.
Wow.
She was defending herself and her child, her unborn child, and they gave her 20 years. I don't give a damn about Zimmerman. And this shit they got on Facebook about making him fight, that's just another trick to keep niggas worrying about shit that ain't they don't need to be worried about. Worried about these kids, what's happening to these kids, what's happening in Chicago, what's happening in Detroit. Care about that, Facebook. If y'all listening, care about that. I said it.
Right. Right.
You know?
But no, but like I said, they would rather hear us on here talking and being disrespectful to somebody instead of telling the truth. This
yep.
is why it. This is why it only gets supported in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, you're gonna have to if you're gonna have to support something in life. I don't give a damn if it's not me. It's not. It's not about me. It's about
right.
you know supporting the people that support you in life. That's what it's about.
Yep.
It's about being there for those who were there for you, not not when somebody call or this and the other or say something or need something or in on the verge of losing something, you know,
exactly.
people don't step up to the plate. People don't tell you, hey, I may not have the $1,000 that you need, but I got 50 of it. You know what I'm saying?
What
do
you mean you ain't got
$950?
What do you mean you ain't got $950?
Something like that, you know what I'm saying? And that's just,
you know,
that's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? That's
you
just
give
crazy.
Them the $50 to get them started, and they mad at you because you ain't got $950 for a problem that more than likely they created for themselves, and they want you to come put a motherfucking piece of rubber in the hole that they did dug in their own boat. Kind of illogical nonsense shit is that?
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
I got a person in my family. This person ran their light bill up to $3,200. $3,200. And had the nerve to think that they was going to come stay with me for a minute. No, boo-boo. I'll help you get your shit paid. But you ain't coming here because you made that problem.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of people make problems and this, that, and the other for themselves and not even not even aware of what they're doing and things like that. And it's like you're digging yourself a deeper hole. A lot of times people dig themselves a hole or act a certain way towards people and everything, and you try and tell them about it, and they act like they don't even
they get mad at
know
you.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't even know it. Oh, I clear. flat only. You know what I'm saying? It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't need no. It's $1,000 gasoline, you don't need no. Just $500,000 car, you don't need no. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. My chick all right with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't need no. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't need no.
Hey, that monster truck, sits tall, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Spence on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged in, you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd. TV seat, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 gasoline, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My chick alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't even know.
I think it's a game.
The bottom of these kicks look like slit wrists. I got gold up to my nose, man. I look just like slit wrists. Wonder what I sign for? Keep guessing. The label want another all gold, but the yard really stressing. Mama said if you plant a son, you'll be a star. If you ain't comfortable in your own skin, then what you doing for? I ain't trying to take your fan base. I'm trying to keep my fam straight. Want me to fall off? They can't wait. Want a show, but you can't pay. I add lil' cost 2K. You eat A. Wearing like 3K. Your mama like Ben Rain. Oops, my bad. Did I blow it? I might be your stepdaddy. You ain't even know it.
James, it's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 gasoline. You don't even know it. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. My chick alright with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't need no. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't need no. We turned up every day, you don't need no. Got your chick with me right now, you don't need no. We turn up in the club, you don't need no. Got a hundred bottles coming, you don't need no. We came up from nothing, you don't even know it. Driving half a million dollar car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got to speak no English, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. This $1,000 gasoline, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't need no. My chick alright with me, you don't need no. Got killers with me right now, you don't need no. This $1,000,000 watch, you don't need no. Got $1,000,000 quick, you don't need no. Hey.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weed it, hella
conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga, act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about the hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why?
Problem come with them hoes like a donut.
Like a donut.
Some more weed than you years ever smoked up.
What?
Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in.
Bros
but
in.
For sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it.
Loving
give
it.
A dick before I give a bitch my government.
Why?
That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till I drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say.
Everything about me.
About me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
Yeah. Everything about me. Young wild nigga mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign act. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say.
Everything about me.
About me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me.
About me.
Everything about me. Why?
To wake your ass up more on the show. Got the host Fat Man up in here. Of course, my co-host Ella is definitely in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we got 12 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna thank everybody for rolling with us. Everybody who's been supporting us. You know what I'm saying? Whether we can call them in or not, or this and the other. But you know, me and Ella got some other big plans that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna finish out this month of the morning show, and then we'll be on our season hiatus for this and the other because we got a lot of other stuff coming up. I know I'm not feeling this name, Ella. I know Tara is doing other stuff and everything, and you know, she getting her production and everything going, so y'all make sure y'all look out for her reality shows and stuff like that there. I'm actually getting ready to move, move in a different location out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but I'll be doing some different things. I'm just going to keep it 600. These radio shows, is, you know, I do several radio shows. I do Thick Nation Radio every Tuesday night. Then, of course, I do the morning show every morning. And then I do Unsigned Hype Radio every Saturday and everything like that. And pretty soon I'll be getting my daughter, and she's going to be the main focus in my life for right now and everything. So I'll probably back up off of these radio shows. I want to get back into my cooking show and everything that's more therapeutic. I'm trying to do something for me. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I've had a ball helping everybody and doing shit and looking out for people and this, that, and the other. But, you know, it's time for me to look out for myself because I don't want to keep doing topics about
you know, about support and family and this, that, and the other. You know, my family has showed me their true blue colors. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's like a, you know, it's what is that? It's like Coke, you know, or Pepsi. Never have it, never will. You know what I mean? So it's no skin off my ass because I've been out here for 14 years, been handling my business. Ain't never called nobody and asked for no money. Ain't never called nobody and told them that they need to pay my rent or pay my power bill or anything like that. I've been a man out here on my own two feet taking care of me, my family, and whoever else that's been in my circle, that's been my so-called friend. You know what I'm saying? So it behooves me and it pisses me off when you do turn to your family just to say hello and your family can't even say hello back. They can't even go, hey, how you doing? Where you at? You okay? Do you need anything? No, family always thinking that when you get in touch with them, you want something. 9 times out of 10, the family that you fucking with ain't got shit that you want anyway. So why the fuck would I call you wanting something when you ain't got shit? All I'm trying to do is call and see how you doing. We need to start calling and see how each other's doing instead of calling when we want something or calling when we need something. And everything like that, then the world will be a lot better off. That's why I tell a lot of people, I didn't want shit. I just called to see how you was doing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want nothing at all. You know what I mean? People come, hey, what's going on? What's up? Nothing. I just called to see how you were doing. I ain't heard from you in a while. You know, you know what I mean? So, you know, like I told my family, you know, they ain't got to worry about me calling and checking on them. Anything like that, it's strictly like this. I see you when I see you. I hear from you whenever I hear from you. You know what I'm saying? That goes for the same with all these artists and the people that I deal with and stuff like that. You know, if people want to deal with Fat Man and what Fat Man is doing, they know how to get in touch with me. If they don't, then I holler back. I see you when I see you, and I hear from you when I hear from you. Hopefully one day I'll see you at the Grammys. If not, then that lets me know that you wasn't on top of your game. You know what I'm saying? But you're not gonna slow down my party train to have a pity party, you know, on your boat. I don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Any last words you got to say, Tara, before we get up out of here?
Yeah, you got a pencil? A pen?
Yeah.
Write this down.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give you 12 things, so write fast.
12 things?
Yeah, just write them down and remember.
Okay.
Number one, be on your own team.
Uh-huh.
Number two, view yourself as a business. Number
right.
three, turn dollars into coinage. Number four,
okay.
give away unused items.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, set up a personal map, personal goal map.
Okay.
Number six, find savings opportunities.
Right.
Seven, consider cause and effect. That means of everything. It says,
mm-hmm.
number eight, make production efforts daily. Number nine, review your progress. Got three more. Stay
mm-hmm.
organized. Generate income or outgo daily, and study money and technology. And those are the rules that I live by. And ever since I wrote them, I've been jumping.
Okay.
If that's the actual word for things happening the right way, then yeah, I'm jumping.
That's what's up. So you know, basically everybody, you just got to make sure that you be accountable for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can't, you know, you can't take everybody to the promised land. Everybody ain't meant to go where you're supposed to go. Everybody ain't meant to understand your purpose. Everybody ain't meant to understand your plight in life. So, you know, you have to make sure that you're on your own time, on your own path. You got your own focus. You know what I'm saying? Just like Heavy D used to say, you know, you got your own thing.
No,
no,
own thing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to have your own thing and everything. You know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that was that was rolling with us this morning. You know what I'm saying? We about to get the hell up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And I will see you, or y'all will hear from us again tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll be doing the week wrap up and all what we've been doing and this, that, and the other. It just seems like it's just me and Tara on this damn phone. You know, everybody talking about, I heard the show. Yeah, okay, then I hear you. You know,
as long as they heard it, it don't matter. They ain't got to say nothing.
It don't matter.
Who gonna stand on stage with us? You think somebody
right.
can really call in and like? That's why it's happening. See the logic in it.
yeah. You know what I'm saying. So, for my girl,
you remember
Ella,
that commercial that they used to have up here? And they would say, you got to change the paradigm.
Where is that? Say that again.
Remember it used to be a commercial up here in Detroit? I can't remember. I think it was Wendy's or somebody. They were like, you got to change the paradigm. You know, a paradigm is a paradigm shift, meaning change
right,
the whole
right.
way you look at it. Instead of looking at it through the iris, look at it like it's a nebula. You know, sometimes the earth be doing you a favor.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True. That's
anything
true.
That,
true
anything that's coming your way is supposed to be here. That's the way the law of physics lined it up. So whatever anybody's going through at any given moment, that's just where they're supposed to be. Make the most of it.
There it
you
is,
know?
Y'all. So listen, for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, I'm your host, Fat Man, and my girl, Illa. You know what I'm saying? We'll holler at y'all
Illa
tomorrow
skills.
And everything. You know what
for
I'm
sure.
saying? We hollering back, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Wake your ass up.
Come here, girl. Time to get on the dance floor. Shake what your mama gave you, baby. Show me them Twinkies. Show me them honey buns. Come on, shake that thing.
Psychosomatic. Interrupt the party from the setup. Yeah. Set out of Detroit blast. I think it's time to tell her. I be the bigger figure with the funky back and flow. The back and flow with any bigger nigga steal the show. Party's on in the back. Fat girl, step up. The skinny ladies, get them girls room. It's time to pour me a drink. And my girl Chanel, she got a $50 stack of dang. So drop that ass to the floor. We be clubbing, I'm turning up all the ladies straight from the dough. Feeling good off the liquor we consuming. Must be popping to the floor, keep that ass moving. Party over here, party over there. It's still a family yeah. party, don't stop it, the yeah. police is there. It goes on and on to the hook. This party don't stop it, till that ass is shook. Can I get out? Don't stop until that extra shook. Can I get out?